Mike Hoffman is an organizer of the Bring Them Home campaign and co-founder of Iraq Veterans Against the War. He recalls what the commanding officer of his Marine unit said in February 2003.
He stood in front of 100 enlisted Marines on a unit and told us, "Don't think you're going to be heroes. You're not going into Iraq to get rid of weapons of mass destruction. You're not going there to get rid of Saddam Hussein or make Iraq safe for democracy. You're going there for one reason and one reason alone, and that's oil."
Mike Hoffman brings up one of the reasons which explains the prison tortures in Iraq.
One thing you have to remember about the prison is that it was the most attacked place in all of Iraq. At least once a night, the alarms went off, they had to grab their Kevlars and flax and just jump into bunkers and just get their heads down and hope they didn't get blown up. And then they have these military intelligence and outside contractors, mercenaries, coming up and saying, "We need to find out where these bombs are, what these people are doing to attack us. You need to get this information out of these people." So you have to understand the mindset of the people who did the torture. They didn't know where to place their anger, so they put it in the only available target, which was the people of Iraq, the people they are surrounded by every day. And right there you have the makings of torture, where someone is dehumanized so you actually don't look at them as a human being anymore. That is what's going on in the prisons. That's what's going on in Iraq right now.
Nick Yaris spent 23 years on death row, 14 of them in solitary confinement, and was freed this past January after a DNA test proved his innocence. He had these insights for us about the death penalty and the widespread use of torture in U.S. prisons, and their impact on the American psyche.
What we do not see does not exist. So level 5 prisons where they torture people here in the United States that produce prison guards like Charles Graner, who, after being taught that it's perfectly okay to humiliate and torment people as long as there is a justifiable reason for doing it, it is okay for him to then take over in Iraq, in a prison, and inflict his own rules upon them. So that's why he was stacking these people up like cords of wood and posing on them and playing with them. We now wish to impose the death penalty in Iraq. This boggles my mind that the worst exemplification of the judicial system in America, we want to inflict this on the Iraqi people. And I thought this was the definition of George Bush's stupidity. Because when you go there and you wish to set up an executions assembly of the people you are rescuing, you say to them that their lives are worthless, that at some point we will judge you worthless. I know, I was worthless as a human being. The connectiveness that I wanted to make tonight is this. If we, here in New York, allow the death penalty to be reestablished, you tell the world, there are worthless human beings, and we are going to line them up and execute them because we've deemed them worthless. Do not let these people reestablish the death penalty, because that's the mindset that allows us to go into war, to invade, to ignore the starving. There are people right now dying all over the world, but we can't see them, so they do not exist. Thank you for your time.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.